as a Packer fan coming in here, it elevates your pride, not just in your team and your building, but also in your diet. It's just an awesome experience. People are going to really enjoy it.
Every little detail was really thought about in depth. And, you know, from how do you get into the building, how do you get through the restaurant, does it connect to the rest of the atrium? We always knew the look and feel was going to be something a little bit rustic, big, wide, open bar. To see it come off the page and look the way it does now, I mean, I really think it's a breathtaking experience when you walk through the door for the first time.
The restaurant itself, the look, it's a place that anyone would want to hang out in. That in combination with the food that we offer, it's a winning combo.
We kind of took a look at Wisconsin classics and what people in Green Bay are really used to eating. And we tried to make a menu that was kind of comfortable for them, but still done in an upscale way. One of my biggest inspirations will be in the barbecue. I make a from scratch Kansas City barbecue sauce, and then we're doing a few different types of in-house smoked barbecue. We have some signature entrees like a half chicken and quarter braised short ribs, fresh salads, fresh soups and chili. Favorites with added flavors and done fresh and made from scratch.
First down, if you're going to come in and wet the whistle, you got to start the day with a Bloody Mary. Our Bloody Marys have no actual Bloody Mary mix in them. We make the mix ourselves, from fire roasted tomatoes, onions, garlic, celery, all blended together to form almost like a gazpacho style Bloody Mary mix. We can spice it up as much as you like. We got a little bit of horseradish in there, a little bit of sriracha. If you're going to go first down here, you got to wet your whistle to that one.
Now we're in second down. Everybody's been asking, are there cheese curds? Are cheese curds going to be on the menu? And of course, cheese curds on the menu. We'd be crazy to get rid of them. There's Parmesan on it now. It's served with Romesco and a buttermilk parsley, almost like a ranch sauce as well. And they're excellent. The other thing we want to talk about, if you're interested in some audibles, is maybe doing a pork belly taco. It's something we wouldn't have approached before in our previous space. So the appetizers are going to feel familiar to you, but they're elevated and we deliver.
If it's a third down and it's a must score, I'd go with the 1919 burger. That's our signature burger. It's got our name on it. All natural patty, really good Havarti cheese, fried sauerkraut, and red pepper pesto aioli.
Now it's time to talk about one of my favorite things for fourth down, dessert. One of my favorites is the peanut butter bread pudding. You have the warm skillet, double chocolate stout ice cream, creme anglaise, graham cracker crumble. It's everything that you would want in a dessert.
Come ready, come hungry. It's going to be a great dining experience for anybody.